Good afternoon. Excuse me. Good evening, people. Good evening. This is the East Coast Audio bringing you the ECW wrap-up show for the 30th of December, 2008. New Year's almost up. And this, again, is the East Coast Audio. Well, New Year's almost here anyway. This is the East Coast Audio. You got my man Travis Bryan along with myself, Barger Purnell. Tell everybody what's up, Trav.
Yo, what's happening? Last show of the year, actually.
Last show of the year and, you know, pretty forgettable as well.
I mean, I don't know. I mean, it was okay. The points they made, the two major, if you want to call them that, major things, you know, that was the show, the dirt sheet, and what led to the main event, and then, you know, Swagger and Hardy and Henry.
Well, I guess we come not to expect all that much from, you know, ECW, the show, you know, first of all, an hour long.
You got to put a lot of things into consideration. It's ECW, it's following a Raw show last night that I friggin' didn't get to see because of my piece of crap TiVo. But when the Rebound came on, I was hyped to see that Michael's TVL stuff. So it's following a Raw that wasn't that great, or at least for like the past two or three weeks, considering how those shows were pretty good. It's the last show of the year. It's the end of the year. I mean, I had a lot of things going against it as far as, you know, them putting the show together and trying to make it good. So put all that together, so I kind of got to expect you're not going to get too much, like, goodness, I guess.
Yeah, like you said, don't expect too much. But in the same aspect, I didn't enjoy the show at all. Like, not even, it wasn't anything. I'm going to be gracious for the show and give it a C-. I'll get to why, and I'm giving a gracious grade, if you will, but I'll tell you why. You want
right, well, yeah, let's go ahead and jump right into it. Yeah.
All
right.
Well, the show opened up, you know, Vince McMahon, you know, you smell what the Rock is cooking. Then it opened up with the dirt sheet.
Dirt sheet open. I like that open.
The greatest show in the world, or whatever they call it. And I liked it, you know, because the last couple of dirt sheets weren't bad, so I'm not really scared about it not being on the internet anymore, or, you know, adventuring and kind of wearing down, but now I kind of am, because today's dirt sheet absolutely sucked from beginning to end, in my opinion. You know, first of all, they made this point about wanting to make history tonight, and about, you know, they're going to give away cars to all the fans, which is ridiculous, and it just wasn't needed. I know it was meant to be ridiculous, but it was.
He's going to help Oprah lose the 50 pounds. But it just be a
car. But it wasn't. But
nobody believed they were getting a car, and then they played them.
Yeah, of course not. But why say it? Nobody's going to believe that bullshit. I mean, it's not. It's not even remotely.
I mean, why not?
Yeah, it's not even remotely believable. Only thing about this dirt sheet that I like, I mean, only thing I liked was the fact that both of them did that when they were talking about their Royal Rumble bid or whatever, and
yeah,
they both were saying at the same time.
Yeah.
You know, it seems like, you know, both of them got their own agenda. It seems like they're the equivalent to Shelley and Saban, if you will. You know, that was
they let them bicker, and the bickering, it was okay.
But it doesn't matter, which is refreshing, you know. All my life growing up in wrestling, when you see two people bicker, it's going to be a problem. You know, okay. Now all of a sudden you got, you know, people bickering and maybe, you know, here and there, but they're always going to be riding each other, which I like. They talked about the Royal Rumble. They talked about John Cena, his New Year's resolution.
They basically put themselves over as the best in 2008. And, you know, I mean, they did their whole thing about WWE titles, Slammy, show of the year, you know, the hold up the magazine. So they really put themselves over. And then they went on to, bust on people. Did he say Triple H had an extra large nose douche?
I don't know what the hell that's about. I don't know what a nose douche is, but
I mean, I would think that she's like,
it's like a disposable deuce. It's like you, what you do is all you do is like, if you got, I don't know.
I mean, I guess they're obviously saying his nose is big and, you know, you could probably fit your dick up his nose if you can fit a douche.
Probably.
Fuck you, Triple H. Fuck you and your big ass nose.
His nose.
But, you know, again, that's still the only thing that they get the bus on about Triple H.
At least they get the bus on something about Triple H. That's the way I look at it.
Yeah, but it's the same shit for the past, like, 5 years. Anybody that gets the bus on him is about his nose.
Talk about his nose.
Because it's like, well, okay, because that's people obvious. It's sitting on the front of his face, so.
Talk about his nose.
What'd they say about Cena?
Cena needs acting class.
Yeah, they bust on the Marine, and then they just bust on Finley and Hornswoggle.
But this is what pissed me off
pretty quick. Uh-huh.
Why all of a sudden is Hornswoggle G'd up now?
Yeah.
Man, I don't.
Well, shut up. Like,
first of all,
get out of here. I'll push you over.
Well, you have to acknowledge. We have to acknowledge to all our fans that this was the debut of a Hornswoggle promo, because I don't think nobody's ever heard him speak before. So, yeah.
Fake ass.
Runt.
Delirious.
Pretty much a broke-ass delirious. That's what he is, a half his size.